latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. Fenerbahce are said to be eyeing a swoop for Newcastle forward Sim De Jong, according to reports in Turkey. It's thought the Istanbul ex-based outfit are looking at the 27-year-old forward. De Jong's got 4 years left on his contract with the Magpies, and the club are in no hurry to sell. It's thought Fenerbahce, though, are keen to replace midfielder Diego Ribas, who looks set to leave. Boss Rafa Benitez widely expected to overhaul his underperforming squad this summer as the club adjusts to life in the Championship. The former Liverpool and Real Madrid boss could be tempted to cash in De Jong if the club receive a suitable offer for the former Ajax man, who made 23 appearances last season in all competitions, providing just one Premier League assist. Newcastle new boy Matt Ritchie said he's hoping to make a significant contribution in front of goal for the team after his move from Bournemouth. Plenty of experience, the Scotland international, in the Championship. He helped the Cherries win promotion in the 2015 season and played his part in consolidating their place in the top flight last term. He's quoted as saying, "I don't want to big myself up too much, but I like to think I can score goals, I can create, and hopefully I'll do that this season. Hopefully we'll achieve the aim of getting promoted back to the Premier League, where the club belongs." Ritchie made 81 appearances in the Championship, scoring 24 goals in those games, as well as providing 20 assists. Well, Rafa Benitez now looking for at least one defender by the time the squad head off to Ireland for pre-season. That would be a huge benefit to get everyone settled in. Stephen Colker's name has resurfaced again at the weekend. It's also thought he's interested, is Rafa Benitez, in Danny Ayala of Middlesbrough. Borough, though, are not interested in selling one of the mainstays of their automatic promotion team, and the link has never really made a lot of sense, seemingly driven by the fact Ayala was signed by Liverpool as a 16-year-old kid when Rafa Benitez was in charge at Anfield.